rules and conditions of the commission, and we do guarantee you everyone will have their chance to speak at tonight's hearings. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. I'll read this for all four people.
Pay close attention.
This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on this afternoon's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We do ask that if you have a telephone or similar device, that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will come to the podium and present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant will present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesman or an attorney representing an organized group, which does not look to be the case, we ask that they do identify themselves so that they can speak first. When the public is commenting, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And the last thing is, when you come to the podium, you'll find a microphone that looks just like this. When you speak, we need to make sure that you press this button that looks like a space bar at the bottom, and that the green icon's lit up, and the green ring around the microphone is also lit up so that we can hear you, the audience can hear you, and it also gets recorded and goes out on the internet. And trust me, we'll remind you if you don't. So thank you, Mr. Mears.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. The first item on our public hearing agenda tonight is conditional use 2531, Joshua Levi's.
This is an ordinance.
Anybody here representing this application?
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, containing 0.3 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Marshall Street, which is Sussex County Rep 225, approximately 0.5 miles south of Elks Lodge Road, which is Sussex County Route 211. The 911 address is 6967 Marshall Street, Milford, and the tax parcel ID is District 330, Map 11.17, Parcel 30.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey. We have a copy of the applicant's staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, is anybody here representing this application? Give us your name and you can have the floor. I'm not sure if I pronounced your last name right.
Yeah, it's Levis. You were close. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Joshua Levis. I'm the sole proprietor of
JCL. There we go. Good afternoon. My name is Joshua Levis. I'm the sole proprietor of JCL Performance, located at 6967 Marshall Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. I have owned the property for about 9 years. During this time, I built a pole building to replace an existing garage. The permit number is 201705327. That was completed in 2019. I formed my LLC and attained my business license in July of 2021. At this time, I was not aware that I needed a conditional use permit. I took the steps necessary to file an application as soon as I was made aware. My business is in good standing and my license is current. The property is currently zoned AR1. There is a large field directly behind me, as well as several houses and other businesses located on Marshall Street. According to the DLDOT survey, there'd be no impact to local traffic. If a privacy fence is recommended, I would want to consider the impact to existing mature trees and vegetation. As my application states, this is for an automotive repair business. My current hours of operations are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. I would like the record to show 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. those days because I occasionally have customer pickup or drop-off outside of regular hours. I perform both major and minor repairs on gasoline and diesel-powered passenger vehicles. No RVs or over-the-road trucks, you know, 18-wheelers, something of that big. All the repairs will be performed inside the building. To prevent pollution and environmental harm, all waste fluids from such repairs were recycled using a Delaware State licensed and approved company for recycling of such waste. Such waste will be stored in approved containers until recycled. I also recycle as much cardboard and plastic as possible. No flammable products are currently stored on site except for what may be in customers' vehicles. If such products are to be stored in the future, it will be done in approved and marked cabinets when all applicable precautions taken. Trash is disposed of in cans kept inside the building. There is no outside dumpster at this time. Parts will be stored inside until installed. Scrap metal will also be stored inside until to be recycled. No customers are allowed in the building while active repairs are being performed. Most repairs are scheduled by appointment only. I typically work on between 5 to 20 vehicles per month, depending on the type of work being done. No more than 5 customer vehicles will be on site at this time. At the time, the vehicles might be on site longer than 1 week due to part supply or customer complications. I'd be willing to make reasonable accommodations, such as putting a car cover on the vehicle if that incident was requested. I would also like to have a sign out front no larger than 32 square feet per code. I usually have 3 vehicles outside, as well as a car trailer that's for personal use only. There would be no towing business. Overall, I would like to continue running my business in improved conditional use. I'm passionate about my work and quality of service, and I would very much like to continue providing my knowledge, service, and skills to my community. I work on most of my neighbors' vehicles, and I've met many amazing people in this line of work. Some of my customers bring in the vehicles to me for several years. I believe that my customer deserves dealership quality parts and service without paying the dealership price. This business is not intended to be the next Meineke or Finerstone. I just want to continue doing what I love and keeping people's vehicles safe and roadworthy. To my knowledge, there has been no official complaints at this time. I tried to do my due diligence in order to provide concise information for this hearing and welcome the opportunity for clarifications or questions. Thank you very much.
Very nice presentation.
Thank you.
Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Passwaters.
Do you have any employees or just yourself works on it?
It is just me, just one. And no, I don't have anything in the future. It's just going to probably be most likely just me.
Okay. And you said other than the 3 personal vehicles, you have no more than 5 customer vehicles on site?
Correct. Yes.
No further questions?
Mr. Collins?
You covered most of my questions. So it sounds like you might have heard a prior hearing about a similar application. Good
try to
work.
Try to do my research and provide you guys with as much information, because I'm sure you want to get out here just as fast as I do.
Indeed. In fact, counsel suggested I talk less so we can do that. I do have one question. You said there is no future plan for an employee. Would it be a good idea, so you don't have to come back through here?
Right.
Could you envision 10 years from now you'll need 1 employee?
At this time, no, because like the property that I have, I don't think it's sustained, like that, having another, because that would just give an example that might double the amount of cars that I might have, if I had someone helping me or an employee. So the site plan that you could probably see probably is just good enough for me to do the amount of cars that I've said to you guys. So that's probably the reason why. And I like being small. It gives me the ability to do that.
So if you decided to grow and needed more employees, you probably would purchase a site or rent a site someplace
else.
Expand
outside of my property itself.
Awesome, thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Allen, I have no questions.
I have a couple just to strengthen the record just a little more. Your trash receptacle will require that to be surrounded with a fence or something so that it's not seen? And will you have any untagged cars or cars used for parts on the property?
No.
Okay, that's all I have. Any other questions? Staff?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just it's a question on the permitting side, just looking at the history of...
Yes.
When it went through as an original building permit, it went through as a detached accessory structure to the dwelling, which means it was reviewed on a residential basis.
Okay.
So my question is, are you willing and able to go through the commercial plan review process for a commercial? There might be some code changes as a result of the new use.
Okay. Is that something that's, of course, I could if that's what's needed. Is there, I guess the only question I would have is, for code purposes, is that something that's going to cost a financial, you know, like a really financial big type of burden? I guess that's how you would say it. I'm only asking just, since I'm a one-man team, you know what I mean, I tried to follow the code for that at that time.
I doubt you'd have to sprinkle the building because of its size and the use, but there may be some slight different changes, like ADA comes into effect. Like if you had an employee or customers were coming, you'd have to provide an ADA space.
Okay.
Which we wouldn't have assessed any of that when it went through a residential plan review process.
Of course.
And it could be that they assess it and find you don't need to do any of those things, right?
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as you limit what it is you're doing. If customers are never allowed in your shop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, that's kind of what I was trying to say is, you know, during those business hours, I'm the only one in there. And since I do it by appointment only, to be honest, I don't really let anyone kind of wait. Like, the probability of someone waiting for a repair is very slim. I just kind of do it by that way. So it's just me in the garage. Once their vehicle's left, they're not even, you know, once they leave their vehicle, they're out of there. I don't really kind of allow any waiting for that reason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
A couple hundred out there. Would anybody like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, ma'am. Give us your name, please, and the floor is yours.
My name is Kathleen Slable, and I live at 6946 Marshall Street, which is catacornered. We're on the west side, and not across from, but a little north of. We've appreciated them moving to the neighborhood, and they've done a really good job of keeping vehicles kind of out of sight most of the time. So we have nothing but positive things to say. My only concern would be like extended hours. My husband and I aren't spring chickens, and we don't like to be awake at midnight. So that would be my only concern, is like the cap on the hours. And other than that, we have nothing but support for him.
If the commission decides, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's a young man creating a business, and we're happy with it.
Great. If the commission decides to grant approval, there will be hours in the conditions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And the hours, I would add, wouldn't be midnight.
Yeah.
I believe the applicant suggested 8 to 8 p.m. So 8 a.m., 8 p.m., right?
I think no Sundays, yeah. I believe.
Was it? Yeah.
Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm presuming that would not disrupt your sleep.
Any other questions before I move on? Anyone else in favor? Speak in favor. Anyone in opposition? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to stay with us to see if we make a decision or you